You feel like being a single mom inspired you to work harder so you could provide for your daughter?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, even if you don't have kids, this is just something that it's a career that has so many aspects that you can go after, depending on how hard you work.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Good morning, my dear. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for joining me on our weekly podcast. This is awesome. As you know, we explore the wonderful world of cosmetic laser techs, cosmetic injectors, people in this crazy $16 billion medical aesthetics industry. We're kind of just hearing every story. Like, how did it all happen? Because there's so many people out there that are thinking about entering this career, but they don't know. Is it, you know, maybe it's not for them. Maybe it takes too long to get trained. Maybe, you know, just all the fears of life. So you're an Arizona girl, right?
Yep, Arizona.
Okay, cool.
Native.
And you went to high school in Arizona?
I did.
And let's start from after high school. What was the journey like right after high school? What did you do with your world?
So I was one of those people. I knew I didn't want to go to college right out of high school.
How
but
come?
Because I loved skin. I loved makeup.
At a young age?
Yeah. I knew from when I was younger that that's kind of the route I was going
to
take.
That you'd be in some beauty type field.
Yeah, something like that. I wanted to be like a makeup artist at like the Oscars. Right.
Was your hair this cool when you were in high school? Or did this evolve?
Not as vibrant, let's just say. I was a little more tame.
You take it up a notch.
A little more tame, yeah. But no, I was always interested in it. So I went straight to aesthetic school.
Wow, at age 18?
18.
That is freaking young.
I know.
Okay, so you finish aesthetic school, and I assume then you're focusing on facials, peels, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And you finish aesthetic school, what was the next step of your journey?
Well, the next step of my journey is I worked a little bit here and there doing facials, but I actually ended up running off and getting married at 19. So it kind of went on the back
burner. At the age of 19, you met a boy.
Yeah.
And where'd you meet the boy?
I went to school with him.
All right. Yeah. So you did the whole fall in love thing, married, and kids, or?
I got one. One baby. I had her when I was 21.
Okay, so married at 19, child at 21, and was this the forever husband, or is this a divorcee situation?
It was a divorce. We got divorced when I was 22.
Was it a typical, like, happy, what a great divorce, everything worked out wonderfully? That never happens, does it? It's always a little emotional, huh?
It's
never like, wow, that was so great, because you'd still be together, right?
Yeah, no, but you learn a lot, so that's
okay. Yeah, my ex-business partner was an attorney, did a lot of divorce cases. And he said, Lewis, I've never ever had a case where the guy didn't say, she screwed me over, and the girl said, he screwed me over. Like, nobody's happy going through a divorce. It's emotional. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got through the whole divorce thing, and aesthetics, working here and there.
Yeah.
Now, how do you stumble into lasers? Why lasers?
Well, okay, at the time I was working at MAC. I was a makeup artist. Yeah, I was a makeup artist. So I was doing a little bit of skin here and there. But I just got to the point I hated retail hours. I hated just the uncertainty of retail.
It wasn't your thing.
It wasn't my thing. And I remember hearing about laser when I was in school all those years before, but I didn't really look much into it.
Did you know much about what lasers were?
No, I mean, I knew hair removal, but I didn't really know, like, the huge broad spectrum of what lasers did.
Sure.
So that's when I kind of researched and I found National Laser Institute.
Right, right. Yeah. And so how many years ago did you take the program at National Laser Institute?
I took it 6 years ago.
Cool. So you've been in the business for 6 years, and I'm assuming you've done a variety of things in this crazy medical aesthetic world. Like, what types of jobs have you had in the last 6 years?
So when I got out of school, I just wanted to try any kind of laser that was there.
Mm-hmm.
I did body contouring. I worked more so with like the sculpture and just helping with the inch loss. But then
Like med spas or doctors?
Yeah,
it was all
med spas for the most part. And I found things I liked and I didn't as far as with the body contouring, but I knew I loved just skin.
Right.
And that's where I kind of found my specialty in resurfacing.
So I know aesthetics, you know, you think of facials and peels, but when we're talking lasers and skin, what do you think of? What does that mean to you, lasers and skin?
Lasers and skin is more so being able to do a treatment that's aggressive that you can actually see results. And it's not just something that makes you feel just good in the moment and then that's it. This is something that's lasting and you can change people's lives.
So like an intense pulse light photofacial for age spots or a laser for skin resurfacing.
Absolutely.
Or a microneedling, all the facial technology things. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite one?
CO2.
CO2.
Fractional.
CO2 aggressive laser.
Yes.
Is that your favorite one to do on clients or on yourself?
Well, I've done both. I've done it on myself, but I like doing it on clients.
Now, a lot of people out there don't know what a CO2 laser is. Explain the word world, like, what is a CO2 laser versus like a photofacial, you know?
Okay, so basically a photofacial is going after, you know, pigmentation and redness and vascularity, where CO2, I mean, you're going after deep lines and wrinkles, you're going after stretch marks.
Serious stuff,
you know, and I've had people not only come in for vanity reasons, but people who get in, like, car accidents and they have huge scars on their faces, and they think they're stuck with it.
And you can make the scars go
away. And we can make them go away.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right now, you're working at a med spa or doc's office?
Well, it's a med spa, but it's in a doctor's office.
Okay, and out of every 10 clients you see that pop in the door, would you say like 70% are asking for hair removal or they start something different? What's the mix of clientele at your place?
I get everything. I have so many people who start off with doing laser hair removal, and then they just hear more about different things, and then they do more and more. And I have clients who started off as a Groupon for laser hair removal, and we've done full fraction resurfacing on them.
Love it.
Yeah.
And right now at this point in your career, are you feeling like, yeah, I like medical aesthetics, I like lasers, I could see myself doing this 20 years down the road, or is this just kind of like a phase of life for you?
This is something I know I'm passionate about. Right. I love it, but I like to take things a step further any chance that I get.
So what are you thinking? What's the next step for you?
The next step is to get my nursing degree.
Are we talking injections like
Botox
and lasers?
So
the esthetician turned laser tech, about to turn cosmetic injector.
Exactly.
A one-stop shop.
Yeah, one-stop shop.
Now, can I ask you a very serious question?
Yes.
And you may want to sleep on this or think about it. So when you become a cosmetic nurse injector, is this going to be the red, or might we go green or blue, or what are we thinking for that phase of life?
Depends on the day. Depends on the mood,
I guess. So for people out there that are checking out this industry of cosmetic lasers or even injections or esthetician, like, and they love health and beauty and they like building people's confidence, self-esteem, but they're scared because it's something new, and what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? And you know, the fear and the anxiety, and like, what's your words of wisdom? Honest words of wisdom for people out there just checking out this $16 billion space of medical aesthetics.
You know, if I could do it, you could do it. And I know it's so cliche to say.
If I could do it, you could do it, right?
But the thing is, I was a single mom and I had to support my daughter. So going into a world that I didn't know, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just having that determination. And if this is something that's, you know, it interests you, and it's something that's just totally out of your element, push yourself, and you'll get there.
What was your biggest fear?
Failing.
Failing.
Being able,
if you can't provide for your daughter, right?
Absolutely. Well, because you become the sole provider, and you're like, okay, I'm going into this new world that I've never been in before. Is this a risk that's going to pay off? But it really boils down to how hard you're going to work.
Do you feel like being a single mom inspired you to work harder so you could provide for your daughter?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, even if you don't have kids, this is just something that it's a career that has so many aspects that you can go after depending on how hard you work. And when you work hard at it, and this is a passion of yours, you don't have to work hard.
So
it comes easy.
Is the inspiration to go to next level of cosmetic nursing, is that because it seems fun to do Botox and fillers? Is that because there's more income potential? I mean, why nursing?
Everything. All of the above.
The combo.
All of it. Yeah. I mean, I think for me, I always feel like I hit that glass ceiling of how can
What's
I go
next?
Above this? Yeah. So for me, being able to be a one-stop shop for someone, being able to be that one trustworthy person that can deliver everything for them and make a little extra money too.
that's
never going to be a bad thing.
So, you know, I love this story because I always tell people life's all about growing, personal development, becoming the best version of you. So you've done that. Esthetician, how can I be a better version? Laser tech, how can I be a better version?
Yeah.
Cosmetic injector, you're like, go, go, go. Like, the sky's the limit. I love that. So don't ever stop, my dear. And whether you want to be a crazy entrepreneur like me or be a cosmetic one-stop shop nurse doing aesthetics and lasers, injections, I mean, they're all amazing. So
yeah, I agree.
God bless you. You're awesome. Great story. Nice
Thank
seeing you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.